Okay.
I'll second that.
And Bob, I would like you to add me to the stack also. I haven't spoken yet.
Who is this?
Frank Lefevre.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, add you to stack if there's no objection to extending 15 minutes. Is there any objection?
Well, is it still 5?
Excuse me?
Is it still 5 now that...
5 what?
People.
5 people.
Yeah,
let's see. Here's my count. I have myself, Jose Luis, Frank, Adriana, and Janet K for a second time.
You have Teresa, who only seated a minute.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. And Teresa still has the rest of her time. So that's 6 seconds. Okay, so 15 minutes.
We have other things to do tonight. It's already 10 o'clock.
Okay, is there any objection to 15 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then we're extended 15 minutes, and next is Teresa to finish her time.
Thank you, Eljoy, and thank you, Margie, for that question. Eljoy, you mentioned earlier that one of the first parts of your statement that was that you were disappointed with some of the lists regarding unpaid staff, and was it only KPFA that you were disappointed in, or can you name the actual stations? Because I think there's not accountability if you don't say this is because these people are holding up everybody when they're lazy or incompetent. They and you make a statement. I mean, I'd like to hold some people accountable, and I've been telling my development director and my membership director and my program director, get this list up to date. And it is not acceptable to give you a name without an address or phone number or contact information. That should never be acceptable. I mean, we've had our station bombed for bugs. And we had to contact station, programmers and say, you can't come into the station today because we are bombing for fleas. We should always have contact information, people.
1 minute left.
So that's just not acceptable. So I would like to know what stations are causing the problem. And it's real clear in Article 3, Section 2, that unpaid staff, any volunteer or unpaid staff member of the Foundation radio station who has worked for said radio station at least 30 hours in the preceding 3 months, exclusive of fundraising marathon telephone room volunteer time.
Yes.
Real clear.
Yes. Yes.
So that should take care of that, and I hope that's not doesn't – you don't, tie up your time with that. Whoever gave you those people clearly unacceptable work product.
Right. So, one, I can't, I certainly have, the amount of hours I spend on, different lists in terms of cleaning that. So I just don't have it in front of me right this moment. It'll certainly be in my report, but if the committee wants it before, then I can, at a downtime, kind of put that together.
Well, you may want to call the general managers and say, these reports have been given to me are costing me many more man hours. It's coming out of your budget. Make them give you the proper information.
Yeah, I would say on the second part of your question, I know and I can gauge against the bylaws in terms of eligibility, but if I send a memo and say, here are the parameters, and then people send me a list and include people who've only done phone time anyway, I have no way of checking that. Because it's not as if the list is sent to me and it also details this person is a, the station management will send me a list and here is all of the paid staff. But then I get an unpaid staff list. It's just the names, addresses, if I have addresses and emails. So it doesn't say to me specifically, this person has only done phone room time and therefore not qualified, right? So, again, it puts, I'm, again, at a disadvantage because I don't know that.
Time.
Okay. All right.
Bob, you're next, I think.
Right, thank you. Okay, so two questions. One is... I am an unpaid staff person at WBAI, and I have not seen from our management any list of the listener candidates so that we're to protect us against any, you know, inadvertent or advertent, giving airtime, interviewing someone who turns out to be a listener candidate who absolutely should not have airtime. So have you asked the managers at all five stations to make sure they distribute that to the staff along with the rules, which also need to be clearly laid out to all the staff, the Fair Campaign?
Janice, so, can I be on the stack, please?
I'll add you.
Thank you.
So, you know, I have not renewed that statement, I would say, in the last two or three weeks. It is something that I said repetitively, as I'm on the call, except for this week, I was not on the call with the general managers. They have a regular call every Thursday. And it was something that I repeated about having staff sign the Fair Campaign provisions, which was something that was supposed to be signed and given copies to the LESs, as well as once the candidates were finalized that communicating that. So, Bob, I know you had mentioned this to me before. It was the first time that I've heard recently that was not done at least one particular station. So I can resend that so that it would be something that the general managers hopefully can just press forward to all on-air staff for that. I'll just make a note of that.
Thank you. Second question goes back to your discussion earlier about the ballot tabulation process. Two elections ago, the last election, we had an outside company that centralized the whole operation in one place, and they had scanning equipment that bypassed hand inputting, and the scanning machine could actually detect the markings on the ballot, and quite accurately, I would say. And uh-huh. So you immediately had a tabulation, a rolling tabulation as you went. And my question uh-huh. is, that same, very similar equipment was used in-house by the LESs and NES in, I think, the 2010 election. And I don't think the software was that expensive, or the hardware.
Oh.
So I'm wondering whether... I mean, I'm not the expert, so I can't help you find it, that software or hardware, but I know there are experts out there, and I think that would just save both a huge amount of time in terms of a double process for counting, you know, hand inputting and then counting. And then the other thing is that it would reduce the error rate.
Yeah, definitely. I was reading past reports on... in the sections of ballot counts in the last elections last night, and I saw mention of scanning and marking on that before, and there were some software named in that. So I can go back and look for that. So thank you. I was reading that last night when we were on our LES call, so I will investigate that, which is why I also gave a preliminary sort of, this is the generalized process, because if we obviously do find that, it will, I'm sure my LESs would love me very much if we could do that.
Janice, I have some more information on that.
Okay, briefly.
Yeah. Well, I have the contact information for the scanning. There's the person, the company that did the scanning.
Good.
So I'll send that. I'll send that. Yes.
Yeah, offline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. So here's the stack. Jose Luis, Frank, Janet.
Adriana's next. And then.
No, Adriana. Sorry, Adriana. It's committee members first and then non-committee.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
Okay. So.
Point of information?
Yes.
Point of objection. I think that once you recognize the non-members for the stack, they shouldn't be bumped by a committee member who decides they want to see.
That was because...
Oh, you are making this up.
Excuse me.
Hush your mouth.
Hey, everyone. Excuse me. Do not... Nobody should speak out of turn. Okay, let me resolve this, okay? We our standard procedure is committee members go first, then non-committee members. In one instance, Teresa deferred part of her time to a non-committee member, and I allowed that because that was her choice as a member. So we're going to adhere to the procedure, and next is Jose Luis.
I'm sorry. I'd like to object formally.
Okay.
How may I do that?
You can seek to overturn the ruling of the chair.
I would like to bring a motion that a guest on... What?
I was going to ask Jose if he'd like to wait for Adriana to go first.
I would like to bring a motion that once a guest has been recognized in a particular position, that they should not be continuously bumped down to the bottom.
I think we could spend more time, point of information,
yeah, right.
Wouldn't we spend more time debating this than accomplishing anything with it?
Okay, let me ask the committee, is there any objection to allowing Adriana to speak next so we can move forward on this?
Yes.
Okay.
If there's a rule, I didn't know about this rule, but since there is one, I don't see why it should be overturned because one person would like to see the person who might talk be overturned. I mean, that
okay.
is a kind of naked attempt to silence a member according to the
okay.
law.
Okay, we're not going to have personal attacks on other committee members.
Stop them when they begin.
Okay, at this point, we need to take a vote on which procedure to use. So Serene's proposal is to allow the people who've been recognized in a certain order to continue in that order, regardless of whether they're voting or non-voting members. So that's the
point of information
we're putting to a vote. Yes.
Is that a precedent and something we will observe for the rest of our meetings?
We've always made rules like this on each occasion. So it's a one-time rule. Okay, and we can revisit
it. Except for the other rule, which is typical, that we always honor committee members. That rule has been scotched in favor of this one-time only rule.
Can we please go to a vote on this?
Are we on the stream?
We are on the stream.
Just want to make note.
Everyone was hearing your little performance.
This is a personal attack. Thank you. I'm glad it is on the public stream.
You began it.
Excuse me. We are going to a vote on Serene's proposal. So,
I'll write it down.
Margie, okay, thank you. Do you have the roster handy, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Can you please call the roll?
I also have the roster handy. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Margie.
Sorry.
Okay, Margie, if you want to call the roll, fine. Whoever wants to call it, just go ahead.
Okay.
This is on Serene's proposal on procedure.
Okay. Yes, no, abstain. Okay. Riley Abbott's not here, right?
Right.
Teresa Allen.
Alan is says no to Serene's proposal.
Okay. Jim Brown, I can't hear you.
Yeah, just go. Keep going.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Maria Elena. Janet Coleman.
No.
Marion Douglas Ungaro?
Not here.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Tej is not here. Mark Hernandez?
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson? No, Cynthia's not here. Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Bob Letterer, do you vote at the end, or how does this work?
I'm passing for now.
Okay. Frank Lefevre?
No.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
He's not here.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Pete Tucker?
Abstain.
Okay. Bob, do you want to vote? You want me to?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so it's 5 yes, 3 no. Or abstain.
Okay, so the rule is adopted, and Adriana is next.
Hello?
Yes,
I'm very sorry. Really, I didn't want to cause this, but I have two problems. Three, really. One, the list, I was 2 days ago in my station, and the list of the staff is not public. If we put it publicly, I think that publicly everybody at the station can check if they know that there's something wrong or not with the people that are in that list. The second thing is when you have write complaints, I think that the idea will be obviously to investigate, but do not disclose the names of the complainer, because I have people at KPFC coming to me and said specific violations, and I said, well, make the complaint, and they say no, because, you know, sometimes there are repercussions. And the third thing is the best way, I know that the alias cannot work 24/7. That's why in the past, the schedule of the time, the airing time, was always public. Then people have the option to check. And if they decide that something is wrong, they can, talk about the issue. Now, we are not having it. This is being kind of, it's not a way that I can make the LES to send me that schedule. And that is exactly in the past two elections that I personally make the audit. I know that it's very important, and it's a big part of the violations is the cards not being played at the right time, you know, or at the right slot, and nobody complains. And later on, I can prove that, you know, what they said that happened didn't. Then I think that these need to be transparent and open, and everybody has the right to know what is the schedule, and everybody has the right to audit if they want it, or if they decide not to do it, they don't do it. But we are an open organization. We need to be transparent. We cannot allow these things repeating again and again, and that is exactly what happened in the last two elections. That is all. Thank you.
This is Michael Novak. I need to get off the call. My other meeting is starting, and there's also a helicopter here, so it's very difficult for me to hear anyway.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye.
Go ahead, Eljoy.
So, again, I must apologize again. I've left the candidate cards and schedules and stuff largely up to the LESs. And, I do know that for some of them, they've posted the schedule. And for some of them, that has been a challenge. Now that after tomorrow, the ballot materials will be out of my hands, I can refocus on making sure we can address some of the concerns that people have on that.
Okay. So the stack at this point is Jose Luis, Frank, Janet C., and Janet K. So Jose Luis, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I like to pass a motion or put a motion on the floor that this committee recommend to the PMB to adopt the following policy. Policy is that any paid or unpaid staff who violates the election rules and who is alleged to have violated the election rules shall be immediately put on administrative leave, and their show shall be canceled until a determination is made on whether or not they violated the fair election procedures.
Okay, two things about that. One is, can you please put it in writing so we can all look at it and send it? You're on the Yahoo list, aren't you?
I'm not at a computer.
All right. Well, hold on. The second point is that this is not really in order right now. We're doing Q&A. That's what we agreed to do during this time period. So if you want to bring that as an amendment to the agenda, when we're done with this, you're welcome to do that. But right now, we're just doing Q&A with the National Election Supervisor. Okay, so do you have any questions for her? Because if not, we'll move on to the next
I've stated what I had to say.
Okay, thank you. All right, Frank?
Alan,
okay.
Okay, I'll add you, Teresa.
Thank you, Bob.
Joy, this is complicated, so I'll follow up with email and so on. And it does not have to be dealt with until you actually get the ballot package off to your mailer. But I would like to be reassured that you anticipate, or start anticipating this early in the game, and a proper procedure in place to deal with the situation that came up a couple of years ago, or a couple of elections ago, and that is the problem of voters complaining that they did not get a ballot and asking for a replacement ballot, but not getting a replacement ballot in time to vote. We called to the attention of the election supervisor all the names of people that we knew of who had asked for replacement ballots. Maybe a lot more did. We didn't know about it. And they still did not mail out replacement ballots. And we took out an injunction to block counting of the ballots or ending of the election until replacements were sent and the voter having adequate time to return the ballot. And so I would like to know, or I'd like you to start thinking about having a procedure in place to deal with those requests very, very promptly when they come in. It's a little complicated because you have to cancel the old ballot and assign a new number to the new one, and so on and so forth. But it's something that you should start working on, I think, as soon as you can after getting the mailing off.
Yeah, so I addressed that in the report as well. We are finalizing the process in which that will happen. Again, the good thing is that from a timing perspective, that even if someone, right now we have voting ending on December 4th, if someone, would say, voting ends tomorrow, it's December 3rd, voting ends tomorrow, and I'm eligible to vote, but I didn't get anything, we have the ability with the online vote option to say, we can verify your membership and send, the instructions for you via email to vote, and you can cast your vote online like that. We will have that ability to hopefully enfranchising people who otherwise would be disenfranchised because they wouldn't have time to get mailed a ballot and return a ballot by mail.
That's good, yeah. But I'm thinking, yeah, in terms of people who may not be familiar or comfortable with online procedures and so on.
If you have
a procedure in place to get them by priority mail a paper ballot.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about it being priority mail or overnight mail, but we will have provision in place if someone, specifically, absolutely refuses, to do, wants the option of, doing the paper. But, obviously for reasons, there will have to be a cutoff because, the time to get someone the ballot in and get, and get it returned.
Oh, we're 11 minutes over. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Okay.
okay.
All right. So at this point, let me just refresh everyone on what's left on the agenda. We have candidate card schedules and posting, a 15-minute item, setting the next meeting date for this committee, a 5-minute item, review and approval of minutes, 5 minutes, and the WPFW delegate seat issues for 10 minutes. So is there a motion to extend the Q&A? Or if not, we will just move on to the card schedule.
Janet Kay, I move to extend the Q&A for how many people are on the list still on the stack?
There's one new person, Janet C., and then two second round people, yourself and Teresa.
So there's three. So can we spend for 9 minutes?
Okay. Is there an objection?
I object.
Okay. So, Margie, are you in a position to to do the roll call? This is not debatable. Margie?
No, I have a point, but it's amendable. I have a point of information.
Oh, amendable. Sure.
I extend for 3 minutes for the new person.
Oh, okay. All right, so first we'll vote on the amendment to only extend for 3 minutes, and then, let's see, wait a minute, let me get that. No, the other way around, right. You always take the vote first on the longer period, and if that fails, then you vote on the shorter period. So,
oh, Bob?
Yes.
Bob, this is Nancy.
Yes.
I have not spoken yet, but I would like to, can I add? Can I amend the...
You can amend.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's
so,
your amendment?
So
how many
maybe
minutes?
4 minutes. It won't take me very long.
Four altogether or four plus the three?
Oh, no. Altogether. I mean, with Janet and myself, just
so
4 minutes.
Giving yourself 1 minute. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we'll take it stepwise from the top to the bottom.
Wait. Point of information, Janet
yes.
Kay?
Yes.
I think, who was that, Nancy?
That was Nancy.
Yes.
Misunderstood. The 3 minutes would not be for Janet. Oh, Janet C. Oh, I see. Okay, never mind.
Okay. All right. So, Margie,
are you... That's part of information, Bob.
Yes.
I know. I don't know what it's called, but it's when people can simply say the number they're in favor of instead of us having to take...
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, that's... You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's...
But I'd like to amend...
Go ahead.
I'd like to amend Nancy's motion. For 3 minutes, nothing happens in a minute, so it would be. I would propose six.
Propose what?
6 minutes.
Six.
Rather than that, the four.
Okay.
That end.
So we're just gonna. So in other words, we're just gonna. When your name is called, just say 9 or 6, right? Okay. So Margie, can you call the roll?
And it's 9 or 6, right?
Right. And
okay.
So either 9 or 6, or of course you can abstain if you want.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says 9.
Jim Brown.
6.
Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman.
Okay. You can come back.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Oh, make that a column. Okay, there we go. Mark Hernandez.
6.
Janet Coburn.
9.
Bob Lederer.
6.
Frank Lefevre.
9.
Michael Novick.
He's gone.
Oh, gone. Lawrence Reyes.
He's gone.
Serene Roberts.
6.
Nancy.
6.
Pete Tucker.
This is 6 or 9 what?
Minutes. 6 or 9 minutes to extend the Q&A.
Abstain.
Okay. All right. So 5 votes for 6, 3 votes for 9, 2 abstentions.
Okay. So then it's 6 minutes. So next is Janet Coleman.
Janet Coleman?
Janet Coleman, are you still with us?
Shall I go first?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. 921. What I wanted to say is the scheduling of the cards, publishing the schedule so that many people can help, seems like a lot of emails and troublesome. That's what the impression I get from my LES. However, as Adriana said, it's very difficult. The thing is, our archives, things archived to check archiving, sometimes are deleted and sometimes are put back on with pressure. It is the experience in KPFT in the last elections. And so the music is only archived for 2 weeks. So we've already lost a lot of, you know, chance to check things. And, okay, that's one thing. And then the last election, the booklets, some of the pages were missing, and it was the same page missing, and only 3 people reported. 2 of them were board members. That's all I want to say. So I'm hoping to lay a fears of the scheduling of a card, publishing it.
Okay, L. Joy, did you want to say anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, that's fine.
They need no response to that, though.
Okay, no problem. All right, so is Janet Coleman back? All right, if not, then we'll go back to Janet Kay and then Teresa.
Okay, so here are several questions. One, Joy, I don't know if you addressed, I don't remember you addressing this. Adriana asked if the name of anyone who files a complaint, will that their name be revealed? Another question is, you referred to our having doing STD processing. I'd like to know what STD software is going to be used. And another question is, how will members be able to hand deliver their paper ballots if they are not able to mail them in enough time that they would be received by the deadline? And finally, will the availability of mailing lists requested by candidates and members be made by October 15th, which is the date that you said the ballots will be mailed out?
Yeah. Okay, I'll start backwards. So, yes, I've been responding to email that I receive from mail houses or folks on sending them the non-disclosure agreement to sign and get back to me for the list to be sent. So, unfortunately, I was out of the office majority of the day today, but those will be caught up tomorrow. So, yes, they for folks who have already sent in the request and the mail house has already signed the agreement, they should get the list as early as tomorrow. And, you know, for others, again, as the agreement is sent and they send it back, I'll be able to respond with the list for folks to send out their mailers. The question before that was on people being able to do their ballot in person. So our attempt in having different stations do the counting for other stations makes that a little,
hand deliver. I asked about hand delivering their ballot, not in person, but hand.
Hand delivering their, right. So that's still, like, you know, if we're doing the thing where one station is counting another station's ballot, then being able to, hand deliver a ballot complicates that. So I will, and I understand that that has been a process in the past where, you know, the last day of voting people, you know, let the station, the LESs at the station to accept that or drop off ballots. We'll, do our best to try to see how we can incorporate that into the process. Obviously, the ballot count won't be happening on the day of or the immediately, you know, day after. So we just need to factor that into the process. So I don't have a specific answer on that as of yet. And then the first question was, I'm sorry, can you remind me what the first question was?
The second question was, what STV voting software?
STV is around. Right. So I know that Pacifica owns Choice Plus, and then Simply Voting, does STV counting in their process, which is one of the reasons why we went with them. So when we were talking about inputting the ballots into the system, it would be inputting into Simply Voting's back-end system in order to do the count. But as I mentioned before, having the raw data so that can also be run through another system to make sure we're producing the same results.
Okay. And then Adriana's question about the name of people who file a complaint, will they be revealed?
Yeah, I don't think that that's a I don't think that it's a requirement that we name the person, and particularly if a person says they wish to remain anonymous, I certainly want to honor that. So
I can take that back. If someone has specifically said they wish to remain anonymous, we certainly don't want to reveal that information.
Okay, and last one on the list is Teresa.
Okay, I have three quick things. In regard to the naming of the person that complains, I certainly hope we don't...
Time!
Okay, well, just finish your first question, Teresa.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I certainly hope we don't name the complainer because if it's an alleged complaint, then it could be unfounded or frivolous, and we don't want to give them name recognition. Otherwise, I could make a lot of complaints, and if somebody's going to post my name, some people will assume my complaints are correct. So I would think there's no advantage that the national election supervisor can just make these decisions and follow up and correct.
Okay.
I'm assuming on the playing of the cards that you're going to tell us.
Teresa, we're out of time. I'm sorry. You can email L. Joy. She's very responsive.
What's the email again?
NES@pacifica.org. And I will say that if you believe, so some of you send me emails and then like 2 hours later send me another email that I haven't responded to your email. I try to be responsive, but sometimes, I do have a 6-week-old and I do need to eat and I do have other clients. Not something I know that Pacifica does not want to hear, but I don't work for Pacifica 24/7. I'm sure you guys wish that you could pay that well. But give me some time. And then sometimes, honestly, and I do apologize, and certainly apologize to you individually when this happens, you may send an email on a day where I receive 68 emails in an hour, which has happened, by the way. And so sometimes it can get buried. So I just want to, give that caveat that I am not deliberately ignoring people. It's just trying to manage the work and your requests at the same time.
All right. Well, thank you, L. Joy, for your thoroughness tonight on the call, and thank you for all your continued hard work.
Janet, I fell off the call.
Okay. All right. So, Janet, we're out of time on this item, and in fact,
can I give you just a very, very brief question?
Hold on, one second. Is there any objection to Janet giving a very brief question and hearing the answer? Okay. Hearing none. Go ahead.
The election list for WBAI staff election list came in including the names of the two management members. And has anybody asked about the appropriateness of that? Managers can vote?
No.
Okay, so they should be scrubbed from our list, correct?
Yep.
Officially, Bob, you sent out that list officially?
I just forwarded what
you did.
The list that Joy had prepared.
Okay. Did, but have you since made note of that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat this again? You're saying management.
Yes, Andrea Katz and Berthold Reimers were listed on the staff list to get ballots, and I thought that was
inappropriate. Definitely was an error.
But how will we make that public?
How will you make it public?
Yeah, we have to have an official announcement that those names were there incorrectly.
This is Serene.
Go ahead if you want to answer that.
The LES is going to take care of it. He's already aware of it.
This has already just been decided. I'm sorry. Thanks, L. Joy.
Yes. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, now, and thank you again, L. Joy. Now, before you go, though, we always keep you on to determine the next meeting date.
Hold
on one second. Hold on.
Sure. While she's doing that, let me ask the Maria Elena, who put the candidate cart schedule issue on the agenda tonight. Do you feel that that's been answered, or do you still have questions about that?
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, how many weeks do we want to schedule our meeting for? Two or three. Does anyone on the committee want to weigh in on when you think is the right interval to have our next meeting?
What about tomorrow?
Personnel Committee.
No, seriously, what are we talking, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What do people recommend?
Wow. Everything is booked.
Is there anything in the week of the 26th? I would say by then people should be receiving ballots, so.
Right. There is an opening on the 28th, that's a Wednesday.
That's KPFT governance.
Does that affect anyone on this committee?
Me.
Okay.
Adriana.
Okay.
No, Nancy. Yeah. Nancy.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Is it going to do a Friday?
They're all full except 30th.
Yeah, how do people feel about Friday, October 30th? Well, let me start with you.
I would say no, that's the Friday before Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, not for me.
And I will be preparing to be in the village. So I.
Fair enough. Okay.
You're going to be in the village?
I will be.
No, you don't want to be caught.
All right. So let's move on to the first week of November. What about Monday?
That's a huge
Tuesday's
one.
The election.
What about Wednesday, October 28th? Wednesday, October 28th.
We were just discussing that. That's the KPFT Governance Committee, of which Nancy is on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so the first week in November, we have open Monday the 2nd. And, Nancy, are you or Teresa on the KPFT Outreach Committee?
I am. We are both on.
Okay, all right, so that's out. So the options are
Tuesday's
Monday.
Election day.
Yeah, no, sorry, I misspoke. Monday the 2nd or Thursday the 5th. So let me start with El Joy.
The 5th might be PMB, do we know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the 5th, no.
What about Monday the 9th as a second option?
Wait. What about Monday the 2nd?
Monday the 2nd I can do. The 5th, I'm recreating a Great Gatsby.
All right, so the question is committee members. Is there any committee member who could not attend on Monday, November? Oh, you know what? Actually, I can't attend. I forgot. I'm going to be completely tied up out of town.
So how about the 9th?
Okay. El Joy, does that work for you, the Monday the 9th?
That works.
Okay. Any committee members have a problem with Monday, November 9th? All right, so then...
I just wish we could come earlier in case we have...
Yeah, I think we've exhausted
problems.
All the possibilities earlier.
Saturday?
That has never worked. Okay, so if there's no objection, then the next meeting of this committee will be on Monday, November 9th. And before you go, El Joy, let me just ask the person who put on the agenda the concern about the CART schedule. That was Maria Elena from KPFT. Do you still have an urgent need to discuss that now briefly? Or has it been answered?
She's off. Serena.
I'm sorry?
I don't think Maria Elena is on. Is she back?
No.
I want to hear the answer to that question.
And this is Jenna Kay. I have some issues on that.
Okay. First of all, El Joy, can you stay a few extra minutes?
It sounds like it. That may change.
All right, let's try to expedite this. We have to see if there's an objection to going past our 10:30 usual ending time. So can we shave this to 10 minutes on this item? Is there any objection to 10 more minutes for that item? Okay, hearing none, then it's extended. So who wants to speak first on this?
Janet Kay.
Serene had asked for the floor.
I didn't hear you, Serene.
Janet Kay.
Okay, so I'll take
Janet Kay. I believe I said that I'd like to speak and that I didn't believe Maria Elena was on the phone.
Okay, I didn't hear
and
you.
And that was before anyone else.
Oh, of course, let Serene do it.
Go ahead, Serene.
Janet Coben, that's not necessary. When
yes,
you go,
go
back,
ahead,
I'm sorry. As a point of personal privilege, you know, this nasty commenting that the Janets like to do when I speak should stop. We can go back and check the tape. You guys can go back and do that.
Janet, don't interrupt her.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
This is like so third grade. The fact is that when Bob
can
asked...
Can we move on, please?
Janet, she has the floor until her time is up, and then you can speak.
You've used a lot of time in this meeting, so why you feel the need to interrupt me is quite, you know, you should check on that.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I don't think Janet Coburn has used any more time than anyone else, and she's done a phenomenal amount of research.
That's not a point of order, and you don't have the floor.
You're attacking her and making an accusation.
Okay, everyone, hold on.
I am complaining that she interrupted me repeatedly.
Okay, we're not going to get into
that.
Excuse me. We're not getting into a back and forth. I think Serene's made her position clear. Can we please move on to the item at hand? So Serene had asked to be speaking first, so first her and then Janet.
What we had asked for and what I thought we had agreed to, and I know that each LES has done it slightly differently, was to have a schedule of the intended card plate, not just a report from an LES that says, okay, this was done when I asked and that was done when I asked. We did ask for the reports, and I know you've been swamped. I'll send you a reminder, but we did ask that the committee receive the reports of the actual airplay, but we also had asked for the schedules. So I'm repeating that request that the full.
So wait, can you just clarify because I see from some stations it was. So is it you're saying for KPFA that the intended schedule is not posted?
For KPFT, which I think has
for
been
KPFT.
The one that has been. Yeah, Maria Elena is KPFT.
Got it.
Sorry?
So for KPFT, the intended schedule is not posted, just the this is what happened schedule is what's posted.
Right. So, I mean, that's fine. But for all stations, we should be able to see what actually, when people can hear their cards, and it shouldn't just be mailed out to individual candidates. Post the schedule. It's public information. We're going to hear it on the air, and we're entitled to see
it. Right. I mean, that was my specific request to the LESs was supposed to that. So when I saw, I will clarify that. Again, I've been, you know, focused on something else and let them drive that. So I will address that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Okay, so we have a little more than a week left for the cards to be aired before members will be able to vote. There have been discrepancies, at least at KPFA, between the scheduling of the cards, which have been published, and the actual playing of the cards. So it's my understanding that the LES is going to be looking at that. But I want to know, when would that be rectified? You know, if it's rectified after the fact, then it's a problem that some candidates might get more airtime than others. Some others might not get any airtime for their cards. And is this
No,
fair? I'm happy that that won't be the case. So what I'm hearing is that that's going to be rectified before the members get their ballots. But if it's not, is it a fair campaign provision violation that this does not happen? And who is it a violation against, or who's responsible?
Right. So let me first ask this question. In the past, because in looking on this, have carts stopped after ballots were mailed?
No.
Yeah. So, I don't get, because I'm getting emails or people saying before carts stopped, mine didn't get played. And just like carts are played throughout the process. And when we discussed on the LES call yesterday,
is discussing when to end the cart and reviewing the schedules to make sure that people's carts are placed so that if there is a time that they're stopped, that it's an equal time for each of the candidates. So, candidate carts are not stopped on October 15th.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about even up to the point of October 15th, and a lot of people, most people probably vote right away when they get their ballots, but if there's discrepancies up to October 15th, like I know for a fact there were discrepancies in the first week that the KPFA carts were played, were aired, how is that going to be rectified? Is it after the...
I'm confused, because when you're saying discrepancies, right, so are you saying that there are candidates where their carts have not been played at all and the schedule has restarted and someone's cart has not been played?
The very first week, I know that at least one candidate's cart was not played, and that was mine, at least. I mean, but I'm just saying mine.
So your cart wasn't played at all?
Right, but there were others that were played more than once that week, and then the same kind of thing has happened. That happened the second week, where some are played more than once, and others are played maybe once. And I mean, it's just not fair. So that's an issue. How is that going to be rectified? Is what I'm asking. By catching up like way later in October or November?
Let me respond. Yeah. Let me respond. No, it's not a checking up in November. The instructions to LES is to consistently review the candidate cart schedule and to make sure that nobody's cart is played more in a time frame than others, and when they are, to rectify the situation. So as long as the LES has the information and is verified that somebody's carts were played, eight times and other people's were only, was not played, then we're able to rectify that on a consistent basis and not at the end.
Right, but the LES needs, wouldn't even get the information. They're supposed to check. They should be checking the actual airing.
Yes, they are, which is why
some of
them are putting up the report, and reviewing. I see the emails where they're reviewing the reports and emailing the station management about some. I mean, yesterday or the day before, I get an email from an LES telling a station management, you did not do, the grouping correctly, please rectify. I see that is happening. So, and I know that one LES is in the process of writing something to post on the website publicly about CART. So that is they're doing that on a regular basis. So it's not something that will be at the end of November we're catching people up on CART.
Okay, who else wanted to speak on this?
This is Alan. I did want to say, I'm assuming that it's going to be in writing how many carts were played properly and some responses to whether, corrections have been made if carts weren't played. Because I listened and didn't hear that two times when I was told my cart would be played. I listened in the archives and didn't hear it. So I just sent an email to the supervisor hoping that it would be corrected. And, I don't have time to, go back and forth, but I'm assuming that, the public will see, or the local supervisors will stay on top of it, right or wrong?
Are you assuming that the LESs and the NESs are doing their jobs consistently?
Yeah, that's all I'm asking.
I mean, I would say yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, is there anything in writing, you're going to get it so people see in advance when their cart should be played, right?
Mhm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there's that that's what we're asking to clarify. And again, I do this disclaimer in that my focus was shifted on something as the LES is focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll address this in the next week or so to catch this up, but I do know of LES is sending me things to review that they want to post regarding issues with cards or things of that nature that to post onto the website. So I do know that to be the case.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bob, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, this is the same issue that I'm going back and forth with emails, and you, Joy, are being a copy on those emails, and you can hear all the people from KPFT saying exactly the same thing that I was saying. If we don't mm-hmm. have the schedule, mm-hmm. nobody can check, and that is exactly the problem. We don't expect the NES or the LES in 24/7. Thank you. But that's why it's important to be transparent and have the things in advance. As today, I don't have an answer for my request, and I'm asking okay. the last month for this, okay? I don't want, like happened before, that the corrections will be after the elections, because that's
right. Work. Okay.
I want to be sure that you remind the LES that the information need to be there for everybody. It's nothing secret.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, I believe we're at time, so I want to thank everyone for their participation, especially El Joy at this late
thank
hour.
You.
Okay, so we are...
Well, you should thank the six-week-old who stayed quiet for that extended period of time.
We do, very much so. All right, so we will talk to everyone again on...
Bob? This is Nancy. Yes. We did not do anything about Jose's motion.
Right, but we're out of time.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I just wanted to say I second the motion once it gets wordsmithed, and okay. I'm not on the listserv, so I just sent it to you and Jose. Tried to wordsmith.
Okay, well, We can put that on the agenda for the next meeting, which, again, is Monday, November 9th. So good night,
November
everyone.
9th. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
bye
you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.